Sir Paul on the line with us right now, Nathan. He's going to be jumping on the call to answer any questions you may have. One moment, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, Nathan?
Yes.
Hi, Nathan. Thank you for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. John wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, answer any questions you have, and then also, you know, to apply that reduced rate. You know, it's a well-established company. You certainly qualify for that reduced rate. Make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
Going pretty good. I don't know how yours is going, but mine's going pretty good so far.
I'm doing okay, and I appreciate you wondering about that. But, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure, Nathan, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That packed result that pops up right near the top of the page.
And now you're talking about like where it's like the first three people or whatever.
Right,
like
exactly.
Said, yeah, that's where I always go at too.
That's where we all go. I mean, that's kind of, yep, that's our go-to as consumers when we don't know who to call, and that's the power of the listing. I mean, most of us, at least for many of the services we need, we don't know who to call. We don't know someone who knows who we should call. So we Google it, right? We hop on our smartphone, we jump on a computer, we type in keywords for what we're looking for. 9 times out of 10, we do call and hire someone off of what we see on that first page. So your potential customers will find you when they type in tree care, tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, tree pruning, whatever they type in, crowning, thinning, lacing, cabling. I mean, if it's a service you want to be found for, well, make sure that Google and Bing know that you provide those services so that you can pop up on that first page ahead of your competitors. To that end, we actually will create the almost 70 different directories that the search engines search for, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, to the dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public, but all equally important to the search engines. In fact, I noticed you've got a Yelp listing. Yelp is one of those directories, and it is more known to the public, but it's not any more important than something like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, stuff no one's ever heard of. In fact, in most cases, it's the stuff that most consumers and most so-called SEO companies don't know to create or have never heard of. That's going to separate you from the pack. Now, of course, you'll end up in that pack result where people can call you directly. Now, John says your website, or a new website anyway, is in the works currently. Do you have like an ETA on when that website would be completed?
Oh, I honestly, I could finish it tonight. I'm kind of doing it myself. Like, I had somebody build this one that I got, and I don't care for it very much. It's not enough pages. So I talked to people, and they told me you pages like it's keywords and all that. So like in the service, you want to do like you know everything I do, retaining walls, this, that, and instead of, and then you don't just put retaining wall there. You got to do like a page and then put some pictures and put
helps,
some keywords in there.
For sure.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'm looking at that other website, and to be honest with you, I look at websites all day long. I do see what you're saying about that particular website. There's just kind of one page with the services, and they're just kind of listed there. You know, it would help if there was a page per service and photos and things like that, but this is by far not the worst website I've ever seen. A website is a conversion tool. You know, it makes people want to pick up the phone and call you, but it only works when people see it, of course, and most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for something. Most websites kind of end up the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It's there, but people don't know about it. They don't find it. Or like a digital business card where you have to tell everybody what your website domain is so they can look it up on their own. Now, what we'll do, we're going to anchor the website that you're working on, and if it's a day or a week, that's fine. That's about the time frame that we're looking here to get you on that first page and get people to see that website. They'll see that website. It'll be anchored in that local map, that path result. Now, you do 50 miles. You're doing residential and commercial, so we want to do a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. That way we can target that 50-mile radius, specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for commercial clients and high-end residential clients to find you.
Well, that's one thing, too, see, because I don't work and where at that much. I live at, I'm work.
Right.
So everybody wants to advertise me where I live at, and I don't work here much. And so I need to get where I work at. And so I don't know if y'all can look up or not, but I've had people show me on, but like my informations, and I've kind of messed it up because I didn't know Google myself very much. And when people were doing that shit to me, I wanted to get over where I work at in Winchester, where I do a lot of my work at. And so I went online and made it look like I put in my brother's address over in Winchester. And so I got two addresses online and now somebody told me, I think they said it might be three. I don't know. Because they said that's hurting me and I'm all something about 55% of my information is like incorrect. The guys from the, I've had two people show me it. They like to show me all my information on the web, and it's like 55% incorrect. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but the problem happens when a business owner tries to do it on their own, first of all, it is hard to know what content should be created in the first place. But then something like you did where, I mean, it could be something simple like maybe, you know, just the branding of the business is listed with an LLC in one place but not in another place, or, you know, a different phone number, or like you have, you know, more than one address. And then it ends up being that the content that you actually create ends up hurting you more than it helps you, because not only is it important to have content that tells Google that you provide those services, but consistent information is critically important, because the search engine is an artificial intelligence.
Exactly. That's what somebody explained to me. It's not a person telling them, oh, hey, this is a legit business. They just did two. Yeah, it's once it does that and it gets errors, they said it's like throws it and like throws it in the back like this is a scam, like, or you know what I mean? And that's been my problem.
It doesn't think like a person does, so it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be like, well, that must, of course, be the same company. The phone number is the same. The name is the same. The address is different, but that must still be the same company, right? A person would come to that conclusion, but the AI is like, I don't know. Maybe it's not the same company. Maybe it's similar but different. And I did see exactly what someone said, 55% inaccuracy. Some of that is missing content. In fact, it's not, if you've done all this yourself, you've done a lot, because you've got more than 60%, just a quick glance, you've got about 65% of the directories that would put you on the first page, but then again, there are some inconsistencies with the address placement.
I haven't did that. I paid somebody. The only thing I've done is so far, and this is my plan, like with my website that I'm building, because I talk to a couple people and they're like, oh, we'll look over it. Whatever we see is wrong, you know, we can fix it. That's kind of my thing. I want to get it where the pictures I like and the way I like it. And then, you know what I mean? Then somebody can go over it. And if I got something not right, I just figured that, you know, maybe we can fix it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my plan. It's kind of hard for me to be, because I just have not been happy with people have sent me. And so I kind of got an idea in my mind what I want it to look like, and I've got it there almost. Now I'm putting in keywords and just kind of stuff like that. But like I said, that's my goal, is to kind of have somebody go over it and double check it, whoever, I don't know, you know what I mean, just whatever, but.
Like, is that doable? Like, because once we put it up, there's stuff we can do to it, right?
It has to be done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's...
Perfect.
That's
okay.
That's one of the very first things that we would do. It's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name,
mm-hmm.
address, phone number, and website. And all of that information should be accurate and consistent and, of course, Google compliant. Whoever did set that up for you did not do the worst of all jobs, but at the same time, 55%.
They didn't do the job correctly either.
They didn't do it all. They did kind of an incomplete job. So obviously an incomplete job's sometimes worse than not doing anything at all, right? We'd have to actually go in there and fix what was done wrong and then do what was never done at all. But we are Google partners, so we always will be able to make that change or those changes. And we always will update that too. But that's one of the things that we do, first of all, is make sure that anything's out there already is accurate for the business. We create what's missing.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Facebook ads, that's a great way to target that 50-mile radius because it's not going to be right out your front door, really. You know, it's going to be those places 15, 20, 30, 50 miles away where you most want to be found. So that's where we're going to target. We're actually going to do a follow-up call here. One of our technicians will get into detail about where you really want to be found. Of course, all the services you provide, things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, et cetera. And that way we'll create the content that needs to be created and fix what's already out there that might not be 100% accurate. Now, with us, you'll always get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You've got 24/7 access to your client dashboard, Nathan, and it's there not only so you can see the reports, but so you can get hands-on involved. I mean, of course, you can see how much work you're getting and where the work's coming from and the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, etc. But you can also request content changes or even make changes right through your tracking system. You can even upload photos and things like that. For our clients that like to be hands-on, that's a great tool. Some of our clients don't even use their tracking system. They just ask someone who never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me?
That's what I do. Exactly what I do. Yeah,
okay,
see, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not the most, you know, I've just learned so much because I've been ripped off so much. And I've learned a few stuff from talking to people and all. And
mm-hmm.
so, and like I said, I'm not planning on you. Like I said, the website, I just kind
of
wanted to get it the way I like it, the way I look, and the way I want it to look. And then I figured that was my plan, was have somebody like y'all, because I've had people, tell me that they want to, pretty much they don't want to do that. What they want to do is make me a website and then them manage it and all this, and but it's not my website, it's their website. So if something happens the domain name is yours. Who gives a shit about that domain name? The website. And so that's why I haven't went with a few people, because they wanted to just screw the one website and go, and that's what made me think about it. I was like, you know, I don't like this one really anyways, and I don't know. And so I was like, I will try to do something different, but I'm not going to pay another, because I paid $1,500 for that website. And I'm not going to... Yeah. That was, I've did that thing a couple times where people, like I said, they make me a website. I've done it two or three times. And I was like, that's just, every time we kind of falling out, and then they took and I had to get another website. And so I was like, screw it. That time I paid. And I was not happy with it. And that's why I said, I'm just not going to, and I don't know. I got an idea, and I don't know. I could even send it, if we work together, like I said, because I'll have it done here soon. And then, like I said, y'all can go over it, whatever y'all recommend, you know what I mean? But just one of those things that it's been tough finding somebody that, and I don't understand it because they would have did me a good job. If they would have done me a good job, I would be with them till today. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some of the people, like the one guy, I've been with them for seven, almost 8 years now, when I first got, it's like, they're losing work. Because my thing is, I want to do my work. And so I would love to just pay somebody to get my phone ringing, and then I don't care about dealing with it. You just give me updates. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, we're doing, and that's all I care about. Like, I want somebody to handle it all, and me do my job, and then whoever I'm paying to do theirs, and me not have to deal with that stuff. And then a few people wanted me to do their job. They'd be like, oh, well, you can upload your pictures, and you can do all this stuff once we get it going. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I understand I don't care about uploading some pictures, but, like, they wanted me to, like, kind of pretty much handle the whole thing once it got going. Yeah, and then pay them a bunch of money to do it too, and for me to do it. That's why I was like, I'm not doing that, man. And so I don't know, but yeah, it's been a hassle trying to find a trustworthy people.
Well, when you tell me the other company says, oh, you know, we're going to make a new website for you. I mean, that sounds like something that Brand Rep or Town Square would tell you.
Town Square is exactly one of them.
First time you said that, I thought immediately Town Square. They are notorious for taking a great website, doing almost nothing to it, but then claiming it and having ownership and right over it, and then that's all they really do, you know. And
well,
the website itself is not enough anyway. I mean, there are companies on the first page. Mind you, they're not necessarily in the busiest of industries or densely populated areas. But there are businesses on the first page of Google that don't even have a website, and they get phone calls. But they're on the first page of Google because they've got Yelp, Facebook, Manta, all the directories that the search engines want to see. Because most important, I mean, Google wants to be reassured that if somebody were to call that business would answer the phone and be able to handle that service. Otherwise, it makes Google look bad for putting them on the first page. So like that you're invested in your success. We love that you're passionate about your services. You want your website to be an accurate reflection and depiction of your passion for your job and the work that you do and the service that you provide and the quality of the work that you do. Our job would be to take that website and put it in front of people. Most so-called SEO companies, Thumbtack, Townsquare, they don't know what content Google indexes because they're not a Google partner. They'll know, well, I know, you know, Yelp's important, Facebook and things like that, but most SEO companies don't know to create the content that is maybe changing from time to time. Or very kind
well,
of
that's
obscure.
Well, that's another thing. Don't Google change their information like, what is it, 500 something times a year?
It is about like that when you count all the tiny ones. I mean, you know,
well, that's what it is.
Major changes a year and smaller changes more often than that. Most of the time, they just want us to stop creating certain directories and then create different directories or additional directories. So we are Google partners. We've actually been around since 2004. And when Google makes changes to their map algorithm, they share those changes with us so that we can always be ahead of the curve, make sure our clients have the right content, the right directories, platforms, etc., to keep them on that first page by Google's algorithm. And that's going to keep your phone ringing. You know, that's where we go. You know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, we had the yellow pages, and the smart business owners back then were all double A this or triple A that. It put them ahead of their competitors in the alphabet because we flipped alphabetically to the service we needed and started calling alphabetically from the businesses listed there.
Yep.
Most of that works same way today. Well, not that part where we're searching on the yellow pages, but the guy
it's the internet now.
It is the internet now, and the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that has a fair price and is available to do the job is the guy that we hire, but we don't search on the yellow pages. We search on our smartphone or our computer. We search on Google or we search on Bing. We type in what we're looking for, and, of course, Google doesn't display the result alphabetically. They look for businesses that have the most content content online that relate to that search. So we'll create that content for you. Like I said, a 50-mile radius targets specific cities that are not right near you. The social media campaign and the paid Facebook ads are going to be huge for that. Now, for the pricing, you qualify for our established business rate. And as you can well imagine, we prefer to work with an established company because we know you know what you're doing. We know you can take
yes,
on
sir.
More work, still do quality work, and get good reviews, keep good reviews. Easy for us to put you and keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. And, of course, when people see you and your experience, they're more likely to call you. So you're definitely likely to keep the service. It's offered on a month-to-month basis. To be honest with you, the established business rate is below what it's going to cost us in the first month to get you on that first page. And we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page. So for established businesses like yours, Nathan, we cut the cost in half. We cut the price down from $599 down to $299. That's with the Facebook ads included. It would bill once a month for that exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. And it looks like you do a lot, not just tree care.
We do a little bit of everything.
Landscaping, pressure washing. I mean,
yeah.
These are all services. So you do retaining walls too. We're going to get into detail about all the services you want to be found for. You are not going to.
And now, I've got one other question. Now,
sure.
And I see it all the damn time. And you see something on Facebook. Well, I don't know if you ever seen like where you go and like see an ad, or I've even seen tree care commercials for like companies. And once you see it, it kind of follows you around. It's called I can't think of the name now, but for so many days or whatever, it will like the ad will keep on like popping up and all. What it's called I can't think of the word. But do y'all offer that too?
So we do offer a suite of services, and we can definitely accommodate your needs, whatever it is. I mean,
do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Well, I think I might. If you could explain it just again, because at some point there's a little bit of static. I don't know if you can hear.
Oh, I do apologize. No, sir. Well, okay. So like I don't know if you've been on Facebook and stuff, and like say you're looking at an ad like a for a part for like your vehicle.
Yeah.
Just say an alternator, and then it follows you around for like in your phone. Like every time you get on Facebook, you'll see that ad for a week.
It pops up
for
again.
Certain.
Yeah.
It's called Reese. I forget whatever, but the one company. Yeah, rebrand. That's it. And they were offering that too for me and all. And I was just wondering, do y'all offer that? Do y'all do that? Because I think that would be a pretty good idea too, maybe.
So you know, that is something that we have. We're beta testing it, trying to see if we can pass it on to our clients at a reasonable cost or maybe at no cost. We're right
okay.
there where we are going to start rolling it out for new clients, and then we'll start retroactively rolling it out for existing clients. So it might be a month
okay.
from now that we just add it to your service at no
okay.
additional cost. But I don't know exactly
yes.
the time frame.
Yeah, they say charge like 25 or I know it wasn't more than 50.
Right. And we're in the business of making our services affordable, but then, you know, we don't want to be like your phone company or your cable company where you open up your bill and you're like, what are all these charges? They don't even make sense. They're words, like combination of words that shouldn't even go together, and they're charging you X amount of dollars for it. We don't want to be that guy that are nickel and diming our clients for additional, you know, bells and whistles, so to speak. We want to make
I'm the
sure
same way. Yep.
Straightforward pricing, and that's exactly what you're looking at here with that $299. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. There's no, You're not paying for click, call, lead, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, big jobs or small. It is just going to be that flat rate, so it's real easy to budget for. Like I said, our job is just to get it going quickly, get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, and earn your business over the long term. Now, it's All-Star Tree Care, right? That's how the business name should be appearing. And it's how it does appear. That's one thing that I see consistently is the business is branded as All-Star Tree Care. And the phone number, there's good consistency with this number, the 540-683-4792, definitely the number you want your customers to call. The address that appears most often is the 12 Heishman's Park. Is that the one that you would want for the business? And keep in mind, you know, we're going to target where you most want to be found. Or if there is an address, and you said your brother's address is a little closer to where you want to be found, we can use that address. It just looks like you might have to get your re-PIN verified. You were PIN verified at that address, right? I mean, that's one of the Google listings that I see. If I just type in your business name, that's what pops up. Are you still there? I know the connection wasn't good before, but I might have lost you all together now. Hello, Nathan? Can you still hear me, sir? Nathan, I may have lost you. I might just have to call you back, okay? I can't hear you if you are still there.